In a world on fire with wars, chaos, and moral confusion, the real question isn't if judgment is coming, it's whether you'll be swept away with it or rescued from it. Today's Salvation Sunday devotional walks through Sodom and Gomorrah to show how God pulls the righteous out before the fire falls. If you've ever wondered whether God treats his bride the same as the wicked, you need to hear this. And if you're not sure you're righteous in Christ, this message tells you exactly how to be ready. So let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, we are going to dive into God's Word in just a few moments. Today is Salvation Sunday. And if you enjoy our Sunday devotions, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're inside that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. Also, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much. You're helping us accomplish our goal, which is to change our hearts so that we change the public square. And as we move across the state in our legislative district prayer meetings, all that, you are helping us accomplish those things. A couple of housekeeping items before we get started. Ballots are out for the primary. Want to encourage you to make sure that you turn in that ballot as soon as possible. If you have questions, you can go to FPIWaction.org and check out some recommended resources to help you understand the different candidates. Also want to encourage you to steward 10 to win, and this will really help you make sure that your precinct, your county, those officials around you are elected. So we are going to go into Genesis chapter 19, and we're going to talk about how God delivers the righteous. We are going to look at Sodom and Gomorrah, and it's Salvation Sunday. God saves the righteous from his wrath. Think about that for a moment. So God's wrath is going to come on the face of this planet, and God's going to save the righteous from his wrath. Now, how does a person become righteous? In fact, the Bible says our self-righteousness is as filthy rags to Almighty God. So a person only can be made righteous because of the blood of Jesus Christ. That is, by faith through grace, you have been saved. The Bible says if you confess Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved, and you have righteousness imputed or placed upon your life. All right, so we're going to start in Genesis chapter 18, verse 17, and then we're going to read chapter 19, and it's the Sodom and Gomorrah story. Here we go. The Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do? Since Abraham will surely become a great and mighty nation, and in him all the nations of the earth will be blessed." He says, hey, should I hide this from him? "For I have chosen him so that he may command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice, so that the Lord may bring upon Abraham what he has spoken about him." And the Lord said, "The outcry of Sodom and Gomorrah is indeed great, and their sin is exceedingly grave." Look at this. The calling of Abraham is the calling towards justice and righteousness. Isn't that what we all want? We want justice and we want righteousness. Now, it's funny because we want grace and mercy when it comes to our sin, but when it comes to our injustices, we want righteousness and justice. And I love this story because God is speaking to Abraham, and the outcry of Sodom and Gomorrah is coming exceedingly grave to them. So here's what we see. "I will go down now and see if they have done entirely according to its outcry, which has come to me. And if not, I will know." Then the men turned away from there and went toward Sodom while Abraham was still standing before the Lord. Abraham came near and said, "Will you indeed sweep away the righteous with the wicked?" I love this. Does God sweep away the righteous with the wicked? That is Abraham's question to the Lord. You know, we are getting towards the end of days, the last times. And I want you to have this principle in your heart. God is the God who saves the righteous from God's wrath. You say, how do you know? Look at Abraham's question. Indeed, will God sweep away the righteous with the wicked? Suppose there are 50 righteous within the city. Will you indeed sweep it away and not spare the place for the sake of the 50 righteous who are in it? He's saying, hey, I want you to hear this. If there's 50 people in Sodom and Gomorrah, are you going to wipe them all out for the sake of the 50? And the Lord answered, far be it from you to do such a thing, to slay the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous and the wicked are treated alike. Or, excuse me, that was Abraham. Far be it from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth deal justly? And I love this in verse 25, because Abraham lays out a huge principle. And that is this: far be it from you to do such a thing, to slay the righteous with the wicked. Wow. So that the righteous and the wicked are treated alike. Do you think God's wrath on his righteous bride, the church, is going to be treated the same as the wicked? So the righteous and the wicked are treated alike. Far be it from you. Shall not the judge of the earth deal justly? So the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare the whole place on their account. He says, if I find 50, I'll spare it. And Abraham replied, now, behold, I have ventured to speak to the Lord, although I am but dust and ashes. Suppose the 50 righteous are lacking 5. Will you destroy the whole city because of 5? And he said, I will not destroy it if I find 45 there. He spoke to him yet again and said, suppose 40 are found there. And he said, I will not do it on account of the 40. Then he said, oh, may the Lord not be angry, and I will speak. Suppose 30 are found there. And he said, I will do it if there are 30. And he said, now, behold, I have ventured to speak to the Lord. Suppose 20 are found there. And he said, I will not destroy it on account of the 20. Then he said, oh, my Lord, do not be angry, and I will speak only this once. Suppose 10 are found there. And he said, I will not destroy it on the account of 10. As soon as he had finished speaking to Abraham, the Lord departed, and Abraham returned to his place. So we have Abraham negotiating right off the bat. He says 50, 45, 40, 30, 20, 10. And we see that the principle that the Lord is teaching is this: I will not sweep away the righteous and the wicked in one fell swoop. I will not pour that wrath. And you may be thinking, man, we're seeing the Iran war. We're seeing Hezbollah. We're seeing Hamas. We're seeing all these things happening around the world. We're seeing the Russian-Ukraine war. We're seeing China get upside at Taiwan. We're seeing, I mean, I just go on and on and on about the wars and rumors of wars that are happening among us. And the question might be in your mind is, will God sweep away the righteous and the wicked? So let's see what happens here. Now, the two angels came to Sodom in the evening as Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom. When Lot saw them, he rose to meet them and bowed down with his face to the ground. And he said, now behold, my lords, please turn aside into your servant's house and spend the night and wash your feet. Then you may rise early and go on your way. They said, however, no, but we shall spend the night in the square. Yet he urged them strongly. So they turned aside to him and entered his house, and he prepared a feast for them and baked unleavened bread, and they ate. Before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, surrounded the house, both young and old, all the people from every quarter. And they called to Lot and said to him, where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us that we may have sex with them. But Lot went out to them at the doorway and shut the door behind him and said, please, my brothers, do not act wickedly. So these men wanted to have sex with men. And they said, hey, I don't want you to act wickedly. Okay, don't do this. This is wickedness. Now, behold, I have two daughters who have not had relations with men. Please let me bring them out to you and do to them whatever you like. Only do nothing to these men inasmuch as they have come under the shelter of my roof. But they said, stand aside. Furthermore, they said, this one came in as an alien, and already he is acting like a judge. Now we will treat you worse than them. So they pressed hard against the Lot and came near to break the door down. But the men reached out their hands and brought Lot into the house with them and shut the door. They struck the men who were at the doorway of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves trying to find the doorway. Then the two men said to Lot, whom else have you here? A son-in-law? And your sons and your daughters and whomever you have in the city, bring them out of the place. For we are about to destroy this place because their outcry has become so great before the Lord that the Lord has sent us to destroy it. Wow. Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-law, who were to marry his daughters, and said, "Up, get out of this place, for the Lord will destroy the city." But he appeared to his son-in-laws to be jesting. When morning dawned, the angels urged Lot, saying, "Up, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, or you will be swept away in the punishment of the city." But he hesitated. So the men seized his hand and the hand of his wife and the hands of his two daughters, for the compassion of the Lord was upon him. And they brought him out and put him outside the city. And when they had brought them out, one said, "Escape for your life. Do not look behind you and do not stay anywhere in the valley. Escape to the mountains or you will be swept away." But Lot said to them, "Oh, no, my lords. Now behold, your servant has found favor in your sight, and you have magnified your loving kindness, which you have shown me by saving my life. But I cannot escape to the mountains, for the disaster will overtake me, and I will die. Now behold, this town is near enough to flee to it, and it is small. Please let me escape there. Is it not small, that my life may be saved?" And he said, "Behold, I grant you this request also, not to overflow the town of which you have spoken." Let me read that again. "Behold, I grant you this request also, not to overthrow the town of which you have spoken. Hurry, escape there, for I cannot do anything until you arrive there." Therefore, the name of the Lord was Zoar. The sun had risen over the earth while Lot came to Zoar. Then the Lord rained on Sodom and Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the valley and all the inhabitants, all the cities and what grew on the ground. But his, Lot's wife, from behind him, looked back and she became a pillar of salt. Now Abraham arose early in the morning and went to the place where he had stood before the Lord and looked down towards Sodom and Gomorrah and towards the land of the valley. And he saw, and behold, the smoke of the land ascended like the smoke of a furnace. Thus it came about when God destroyed the cities of the valley that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow when he overthrew the cities in which Lot lived. Wow. What can we learn? God is our salvation. When God's judgment comes upon the face of this planet, which I believe is coming very soon, you need to be found in Jesus Christ. There's only one way to heaven. It's through the death, burial, resurrection, and appearance of Jesus Christ, and putting your faith in the work of the cross and in the resurrection of Jesus. Then God takes your self-righteousness, throws it aside like a filthy rag, and imputes upon you or places inside your life righteousness. You need God's righteousness put upon your life. So we learn that God's wrath does not come upon the righteous. We learn that. So what does it say? God delivered them. He delivered all of them. Now, if you go on in the chapter, we see that Lot was not perfect. I mean, he sleeps with his daughters and all this kind of stuff. It's just crazy. And I'll let you finish that chapter. But here's my point today. God sends angels to pull Lot and his family out of Sodom before fire and brimstone fall, literally taking them by the hand to lead them to safety. And God wants to lead you to that safety, and that's through Jesus Christ today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do pray for salvation to come. We thank you for Jesus Christ who died on the cross for our sins and rose again that we may have eternal life. God, would you change our hearts from the inside out? Would you transform us? We pray for President Trump, for salvation to come to him and his family, to Governor Bob Ferguson, to him and his family. In Jesus' name, amen. Get out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.